Good morning, 8th English Honeydew, Lesson 4, Bipin Chaudhary's Lapse of Memory by Satyajit Ray. It is a humorous story in which the main character is made to believe himself sick. Perforce, he thinks that he has a lapse of memory. In truth, there is nothing wrong with him. Characters: Bipin Chaudhary is an old man who had no children. He was living a lonely life after his wife's demise. He was working in a reputed firm at a responsible post and have few friends. He had keen interest in reading books. This is shown in the starting of the story. He stops his car every Monday in Newmarket to buy books. He never wanted to waste his time in idle chatting. Parimal Ghosh, he is round-faced, meek-looking man who intrude Bipin Chaudhary in shop. He tried to make believe Bipin Babu that he had gone to Ranchi. He also provided many evidences that make Bipin rely on his statement. Chunni Lal, his school friend of Bipin Chaudhary. He previously worked in travel agency, but now he is in search of job. He kept visiting Bipin's house about the job, but Bipin always disregards him. Bipin Babu had also not helped him financially at time of need, so he tried to took revenge by frustrating Bipin's mind through his imagination. Dr. Paresh Chandra, he is a young physician with pair of bright eyes and a sharp nose. He is called by Bipin Chaudhary to treat memory loss problem. Part 1. Every Monday, on his way back from work, Bipin Chaudhary would drop in at Kali Charan's in Newmarket to buy books, crime stories, ghost stories, and thrillers. He had to buy at least 5 at a time to last him through the week. He lived alone, was not a good mixer, had few friends and didn't like spending time in idle chat. Today at Kali Charan's, Bipin Babu had the feeling that someone was observing him from close quarters. He turned round and found himself looking at a round-faced, meek-looking man who now broke into a smile. "I don't suppose you recognize me? Have we met before?" asked Bipin Babu. The man looked greatly surprised. "We met every day for a whole week. I arranged for a car to take you to the Hudru Falls in 1958 in Ranchi. My name is Parimal Ghosh." "Ranchi?" Now Bipin Babu realized that it was not he but this man who was making a mistake. Bipin Babu had never been to Ranchi. He had been at the point of going several times but never made it. He smiled and said, "Do you know who I am?" The man raised his eyebrows, bit his tongue and said, "Do I know you? Who doesn't know Bipin Chaudhary?" Bipin Babu now turned towards the bookshelves and said, "Still you are making a mistake. One often does. I have never been to Ranchi." Bipin Chaudhary, Bipin Chaudhary was a regular visitor to Kali Charan's bookshop in Newmarket. That day, however, he had a strange feeling that someone was observing him closely. He turned round only to see a meek-looking person break into a smile. The man seemed much surprised that Bipin Babu had not recognized him. He told Bipin Babu that he had been with him for a week when he visited Ranchi in 1958. Obviously, Bipin Babu thought that the man who called himself Parimal Ghosh was mistaken. He had never been to Ranchi. He told him so, but Ghosh looked at him in disbelief. The man now laughed aloud. "What are you saying, Mr. Chaudhary? You had a fall in Hudru and cut your right knee. I brought you iodine. I had fixed a car for you to go to Netrahat the next day, but you couldn't because of the pain in the knee. Can't you recall anything? Someone else you know was also in Ranchi at that time. Mr. Dinesh Mukherjee, you stayed in a bungalow. You said you didn't like hotel food and would prefer to have your meals cooked by a bawachi. Mr. Mukherjee stayed with his sister. You had a big argument about the moon landing, remember? I will tell you more. You always carried a bag with your books in it on your sightseeing trips. Am I right or not? Bipin Babu spoke quietly, his eyes still on the books. Which month in 58 are you talking about? The man said. October. No, sir, said Bipin Babu. I spent Puja in 58 with a friend in Kanpur. You are making a mistake. Good day. So here the man, Mr. Ghosh, laughed aloud. He narrated the incidents of his Ranchi journey in detail. He told Chaudhary how he had injured his knee in Hudru. It was Ghosh who had come to his help then. Mr. Dinesh Mukherjee was also in Ranchi at that time. Ghosh was sure that Chaudhary knew him. Chaudhary had stayed in a hired bungalow while Mukherjee remained with his sister. He even reminded Chaudhary that he always carried a bag with his books on his sightseeing trips. Now Bipin Babu asked Ghosh which month it was. October, replied Ghosh. At this, Bipin Babu said that in October 1958, he was with his friend at Kanpur. But the man didn't go, nor did he stop talking. Very strange. One evening I had tea with you in a veranda of your bungalow. You spoke about your family. You said you had no children and that you had lost your wife 10 years ago. Your only brother had died insane, which is why you didn't want to visit the mental hospital in Ranchi. When Bipin Babu had paid for the books and was leaving the shop, the man was still looking at him in utter disbelief. Then Mr. Ghosh didn't give up. He still trying to convince Mr. Bipin Chaudhary. He told he had one day spoken about his lonely wife. Bipin Babu had then spoken about his dead wife and the only brother who died insane. Bipin Babu felt that while he stepped out, Ghosh was still looking at him in disbelief. Part 2. Bipin Babu's car was safely parked in Bertram Street by the Lighthouse Cinema. He told the driver as he got into the car, just drive by the Ganga. Will you, Sitaram? Driving up the Trent Road, Bipin Babu regretted having paid so much attention to the intruder. He had never been to Ranchi. No question about it. It was inconceivable that he should forget such an incident which took place only 6 or 7 years ago. He had an excellent memory, unless Bipin Babu's head reeled. Was he losing his mind? But how could that be? He was working daily in his office. It was a big firm and he was doing a responsible job. He wasn't aware of anything ever going seriously wrong. Only today he spoke for half an hour at an important meeting, and yet the man knew a great deal about him. How? He even seemed to know some intimate details. The bag of books, wife's death, brother's insanity. The only mistake was about his having gone to Ranchi. Not a mistake, a deliberate lie. In 58, during the puja, he was in Kanpur at his friend Haridas Bakchi's place. all Bipin Babu had to do was write to. No, there was no way to writing to Haridas. Bipin Babu suddenly remembered that Haridas had left with his wife for Japan some weeks ago, and he didn't have his address. So Bipin Babu asked his driver Sitaram to drive by the Ganga. He regretted having paid any head to Ghosh. Why he is paying so much attention on Ghosh, whatever Ghosh told him. Yet the incident haunted his mind. The man knew a great deal about him. For the first time, a slight doubt assailed his mind. Was he losing his mind? But he remembered well that he was at Kanpur. Suddenly he thought of writing to Haridas Bagchi, his host at Kanpur. Then he remembered that Haridas had left for Japan a few weeks before. But where was he need to prove? He himself was fully aware that he hadn't been to Ranchi, and that was that. The river breeze was bracing, and yet a slight discomfort lingered in Bipin Babu's mind. Around Hastings, Bipin Babu decided to roll up his trousers and take a look at his right knee. There was the mark of an old inch-long cut. It was impossible to tell when the injury had occurred. Had he never had a fall as a boy and cut his knee? He tried to recall such an incident but couldn't. Then Bipin Babu suddenly thought of Dinesh Mukherjee. The man had said that Dinesh was in Ranchi at the same time. The best thing surely would be to ask him. He lived quite near, in Baninandan Street. What about going right now? But then, if he had really never been to Ranchi, what would Dinesh think if Bipin Babu asked for a confirmation? He would probably conclude Bipin Babu was going nuts. No, it would be ridiculous to ask him, and he knew how ruthless Dinesh's sarcasm could be. So Bipin Babu decided to confirm. So Bipin Babu rolled up his trousers and took a look at his right knee. There was a cut mark. It was very difficult to remember when he had got it. Then he thought of Dinesh Mukherjee. Ghosh had said that Dinesh was in Ranchi at that time. He wanted to go to him at once, but what would Dinesh think of him? He thought that, and after all, he thought about Dinesh, that Dinesh Babu knew that he had never been to Ranchi. Dinesh would certainly consider him a little insane. He knew also that Dinesh was never his well-wisher, so he dropped the idea. Sipping a cold drink in his air-conditioned living room, Bipin Babu felt at ease again. Such a nonsense. Just because they have nothing else to do, they go about getting into other people's hair. After dinner, snuggling in bed with one of the new thrillers, Bipin Babu forgot all about the man in Newmarket. Next day, in the office, Bipin Babu noticed that with every passing hour, the previous day's encounter was occupying more and more of his mind. If the man knew so much about Bipin Babu, how could he make such a mistake about the Ranchi trip? Just before lunch, Bipin Babu decided to ring up Dinesh Mukherjee. It was better to settle the question over the phone. At least the embarrassment on his face wouldn't show. 235616. Bipin Babu dialed the number. Hello, is that Dinesh? This is Bipin here. Well, what's the news? I just wanted to find out if you recall an incident which took place in 58. 58? What incident? Were you in Calcutta right through that year? That's the first thing I have got to know. Wait, just a minute. 58. Just let me check in my diary. For a minute, there was silence. Bipin Babu could feel that his heartbeat had gone up. He was sweating a little. Hello? Yes, I have got it. I had been out twice. Where? Once in February, nearby, to Krishnagar, to a nephew's wedding, and then? But you would know about this one. The trip to Ranchi, you were there too, that's all. But that's all, this. But what's all this new thing about? No, I just wanted to. Anyway, thanks. Bipin Babu slammed the receiver. So Bipin Babu felt much better when he was at home. After dinner, he lost himself in a new office. The incident came back to him again. Just before lunch, Bipin Babu decided to ring up Dinesh. To his surprise, Dinesh confirmed that what Ghosh had said. Bipin Babu slammed the receiver down and gripped his head with his hands. He felt his head swimming. A chill seemed to spread over his body. There were sandwiches in his tiffin box, but he didn't eat them. He had lost his appetite. What happened here? Bipin Babu slammed the receiver down. He had lost his appetite because he was worried about himself. He did not take his lunch, and Mr. Mukherjee had only added to his worries. So what he wanted to ask Mr. Mukherjee, and he wanted to be sure that he is all right. But what happened? Mr. Mukherjee had only added to his worry when he said that he was in Ranchi with him. It was really make him anxious.